Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Welcome back to Flock of Socks, the podcast, episode 66. Today on the show, four illegals were bused to New York City from Texas, and you won't believe what they did next. Drag queens ruined a ping pong table and some childhoods in this week's Cringe of the Week. Damar Hamlin, what happened to him? Is he a clone? Is he real? Find out. We'll tell you in housekeeping. And last but not least, another teacher versus student fight. This one may not have been as justified as last week. All this and more, it's Flock of Socks, the podcast, episode 66, ranked the best new podcast of all time.
Because words are just words until action actually starts. And actions speak louder than words. But at the same time, words speak louder than actions because sometimes it's the right thing to do.
Very cool. Very cool.
Flock of Socks, the podcast, featuring Richard Bradbury.
All right, this week's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Undertak. Guys, this is the most comfortable boxers I have ever worn. Richard Rapoy feels the same way. They're made from a fabric called Modal, which is basically cotton on steroids. It's really good wicking. It's antimicrobial, super good stretch, doesn't pill and get all bad. These are the best boxers I've ever worn, and I'm not just saying that. They're battle tested by special forces, and Undertak gives a percentage of their profits to organizations that fight human trafficking. A true win-win. Undertak.com is the website. Use code FLECKIS20 for 20% off site-wide. Why buy underwear from people who hate your guts? Why not support an America First company that shares your America First values? Undertak.com is the website. Go there today. Use code FLECKIS20. They support the show. Why not support them right back? If you send me a screenshot for a purchase of $50 or more, I will send you a free based mug. Do this today. Undertak.com is the website. Use code FLECKIS20. Support the people supporting us. Let's get back to the show. All right. Housekeeping. We have a very important housekeeping today. I'm a little sick, if you guys can't tell. I'm a little under the weather.
He's fighting through it.
I'm fighting through it, though. You're not even going to notice.
So far, I'm good. Yeah. I've been worried about getting this, and I've been popping vitamin C's like crazy, so we're fighting.
All right, this week, things causing heart attacks and blood clots. Any guesses?
Something ubiquitous. Something that just before the dawn of man, we've been eating.
Yeah, or you know, maybe it's the fear of watching people drop dead from the same poison you hastily injected into yourselves.
Perhaps.
It's actually eggs. Eggs? No, it's eggs. Yeah, eggs are causing heart attacks. What does it say?
Yeah, it says blood clots. Compound found in eggs linked to an enhanced risk of blood clotting, and it's choline. So
eggs are killing everybody, blood clots and heart attacks, and they're more expensive. So actually, that solves some problems. Eggs are more expensive. Hey, they're also going to kill you.
Skip them. Eat the bugs.
Eat the bugs. Straight to the bugs. Go back to your pod. We'll bring you some bugs you can eat under the door.
And it's funny because the more egregious they get with things that have been around since, like, you know, prehistory almost.
Literal.
The more they red pill people, right? Like Joe Rogan posted this.
Yeah.
So like, it's nice to see people are like calling the bullshit, like the fake world, you know. Choline could very well do something small, but it's definitely not explaining any sort of increase or jump.
Yeah.
I think people are, like you said, eating less eggs than normal because of their cost. So I obviously don't buy it.
Yeah. So that's what's causing heart attacks and blood clots. This week, it's eggs. All right, let's get into some of the action. We have a very important housekeeping, as you guys know. Let's just go ahead and debunk the Damar Hamlin rumors.
Yeah.
Guys,
I'm sick of those.
This is getting ridiculous. everyone's making, it's making us look bad, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We have these conspiracy theories that he's a clone or he's some sort of Illuminati bot.
Some sort of twin body double, some sort of like just regular guy who got kind of looked like him. They cast him really quick.
Yeah, totally not the case. Damar Hamlin was at the game. Here he is in the golf cart. That's him.
That's Damar.
There he is.
Duh.
Here he is with the sunglasses, the white sunglasses. Guys, he's right there.
Here he is from the box.
Yeah, here he is doing Illuminati symbols with his hands, guys. It's him.
guys, that's Damar.
The 666, and then the Illuminati symbol, the diamond symbol. Guys, it's him. What is even the issue? He looks so stupid. We bring up these conspiracies. He's right there in the golf cart.
Guys, in the golf cart, in the middle seat, with the mask on and the white sunglasses. Yeah. Duh, that's Damar.
So it's obviously him. Everyone who thinks it's not is being ridiculous. He's right there. They showed him on camera.
Guys, he tweeted clone with a mask next to a mural of him. Duh, it's Damar. Yeah,
can't even see his face. It's obviously him.
So yeah, you guys are sick. You guys Anybody are who believed that or thought, dude, here's my favorite part of that whole Damar thing. Like, I made a couple memes afterwards, like calling him the banker from Deal or No Deal, calling him like the hat man, you know, just like because you can't see him. And then people were like, what are you saying? Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, my point of view is it's weird. I have questions. Like, that's it.
It's
like,
a little weird.
I'm not saying like, dude, Damar's a clone and they swapped him and this happened. It's just like something weird is going on. And if you guys can't accept that, I don't know what.
Yeah.
This is normal. They're gaslighting us into thinking this is normal. This kind of appearance.
Damar is normal. It's him. Everything's fine. 9 minutes of CPR doesn't do anything bad to the human brain and body.
You're the problem.
You're the problem. He's recovered. Anyone who doesn't agree or know that is a plant. All right, let's continue the spiral. Let's go over to Dash. This week, Dash took a pretty bad L. It's always fun to check in with Dash, our favorite Muppet. He tweeted a few months back, now we know why Republicans wanted to defund the FBI. And now that we find out that Joe Biden had classified documents in his house, Dash is tweeting, Biden needs to gut the entire FBI.
Oh boy, Dash, I don't think you know the playbook. Like, they're done with Joe.
Yeah.
Is it what it looks like to me? So, Dash, get the memo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's something pure about a true 180.
Yeah.
There's something very pure about a true 180.
It's the best thing to see in live time. My favorite thing was like when I used to do the street videos, go ask a guy at Pride, what's Pride all about? Love, acceptance, tolerance. And then you say, all right, what do you think about Donald Trump? Fuck him. He should die.
Yeah.
And it's like a full 180 in 5 seconds in my face, all in one shot. That gives me squirts.
Yeah.
Also, a thing that we call Dash often is manic. We also used it on Neil deGrasse Tyson last week. We called him manic because he was. And I think that's a very good word we should start using more to describe these like radical progressive leftists because they are very much manic. And once you call someone manic and they're labeled as manic, it's kind of hard to recover from that. Like if you have some like nerd leftist getting all like
getting squirrely
and you call him manic, you can't really recover from that, and you kind of win the debate with one word.
Yeah,
you can't unhear it. Oh, they're manic, and everyone looks and they go, oh, they are kind of manic. I don't want to be on the side of the manic person. And that's how you win.
Exactly.
So that's something we can kind of use more often. Manic.
Why don't you see what I see? Why don't you see it? And so you slowly start to creep up, and then it's mania.
Yeah, and mania. And then once you're in mania, who can listen to mania?
You're not credible.
Yeah, you can't listen to mania. All right, next, we have an important update. Speaking of Illuminati rituals, Doja Cat, is that the right person?
Yeah, I think it's Doja Cat.
So Doja Cat wore some sort of red outfit to an Illuminati ritual. It looks like here she is walking in with all the stuff on her.
Yeah.
So she's obviously on some dumb shit. But not
she's
only,
on some goofy shit.
Yeah, she's on some goofy shit. But this, to me, means that the next phase of the pandemic or the next thing coming to the world is going to be like a pandemic of disgusting open source.
Smallpox?
Yeah,
some smallpox. People smallpox might be coming
but
back.
But seeing her like that, all covered in the red, maybe she doesn't even know what it is, but the people above her that control her like a Muppet, they do. And I think it's going to be our next pandemic or the next thing that people are susceptible to is going to be like a really gross pandemic of like open source and disgusting like red, bloody, disgusting stuff.
Okay. So monkeypox.
I just want to get that on the books. We're seeing some foreshadowing. It's pretty much how it works.
I think anybody who gets like this whole outfit is made up of like 100 or way more probably Swarovski crystals.
Yeah.
You know, I think anybody who gets like the Hope Diamond and they wear it on the red carpet or like Lizzo getting Alexander Hamilton's flute.
Yeah.
Those types, you got to look at those types because why are they getting access to that? I think they're bought and paid for and represent something not great.
Yeah. She could maybe be going as the red M&M.
Oh, speaking
of which. Which are now illegal.
Yeah, just illegal. Not like the brand just stopped doing it.
Yeah, so the M&Ms are now getting rid of the little candy spokespeople because they were too sexualized. And actually, I've heard another company, A&W Root Beer.
Yeah.
There's an A&W Root Beer bear who just used to have his shirt on, and then they added pants to him.
Wow.
So
I've never even seen A&W advertise ever. I thought the root beers were in sort of a cold war between Barks and A&W.
So yeah, A&W had a root beer bear and they added pants to him to make him less sexual. See, he's not sucking anybody.
Who's sexualizing candies and bears and cartoons? Yeah. You guys are sick.
The bear added jeans. He's not sucking anybody.
Yeah.
So that's good. Glad to see the candies are getting more normal. We're still in housekeeping. We have a very important housekeeping. This is page two. Okay. Remember a few months back, there was that kid who lost his scholarship to Florida for lip syncing the N-word in a Snapchat video.
Yeah.
And as a joke, we posted that to Instagram, a reel, and said, got a scholarship for saying the N-word as like a joke. And then it actually happened. The game of telephone, by the time it gets to Rachel Maddow, it's like, white high school quarterback offered scholarship for saying N-word.
This is systemic racism in America.
That's a good quarterback to pick up because people are scared to touch him. It's not because he's performing poorly or not a good player.
He's good on the field.
He's good on the field.
He's bad on Snapchat.
We kind of spoke that into reality. Obviously, here on the show, we bat a thousand. And that kid got a scholarship, a new scholarship.
And not only did he get a scholarship, a new scholarship, he got it from an HBCU.
Yeah, historically black college.
So he got Albany State, I think it was.
He got a scholarship for saying the N-word. We called that.
We called it.
Yeah.
America is healing. This, you know, the word's not that crazy. It's a word.
Yeah.
But I doubt he'll take it. I don't know. I bet he's holding out for a more white school.
Yeah. He might take it.
Because I would. I don't know.
Yeah. take it to apologize, though.
Being the one black kid or white kid in an HBCU must be like a wild time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You come out a whole different guy.
Yeah.
You start accent questions instead of asking them.
I would, yeah, maybe you quit the team and then everyone raids your locker.
Yeah. That happens.
We used to have that in our own team. Rapboy and I played football together in college. And whenever football would be hard, we'd have like 6 a.m. workouts in the winter in New Hampshire. It was like negative 20 degrees.
And we weren't on scholarship.
We weren't on no scholarship. It was an Ivy League school. They didn't give scholarships. So
they just help you get in if you're dumb.
Yeah.
Like they're like, all right, come to an Ivy League school. You still got to pay a little bit, but you know, no big deal.
Yeah. Do you have reasonably average SATs? And it's like, I do. but yeah, so we would have guys on the team that would quit. And then basically the whole football team gets issued gear, sneakers, shorts, pants, shirt,
hoodie, whatever.
Hoodie, quarter everything. Zip. Great stuff. So basically, as soon as someone quit, like coach would like give a meeting. I'm like, all right, like, you know, Tommy quit today. And everyone would go, okay.
Or if they got kicked out too.
Or if they got in trouble. And then as soon as you hear like, all right, number like 72 quit. And it's like, all right. As soon as the meeting's over, it was a beeline to that person's locker. And we would just take all their shit.
Steal their shit. And it's funny because we were talking about this and it's why we're talking about it now. We were just remembering fondly, there was one kid who quit our team. And I stole his jeans.
Which weren't even issued gear. That wasn't even personal belongings.
I wore those jeans for like a year. They just fit
stole
great.
His jeans. You go into his locker and whatever's in there, fair game.
If you quit, you're not even a person anymore. You have no rights.
Yeah, exactly. Which takes us into our next segment of housekeeping. I want to do like a weekly thing of remember what they took from us.
Yeah.
Kind of like how America's gone downhill. And like we used to have all these things that made men and women and the country great. And over time, they slowly eroded those things. And now it's just like this ambiguous, weird country we live in.
Yeah. This globalist, international, nothing, commoditized country that has no culture.
Androgynous, be bugs, eat bugs. So yeah, there was a thing they took from us, which was so important, hazing.
Yeah.
Remember how important, now remember how good hazing was?
It's fun. And you know what? You'd go through it and then you get to do it. You get to pass it on.
Yeah.
We're not talking about like drink until you pass out or have brain damage or whatever.
We're not killing anybody.
But just some nice hazing, that's Americana.
that's a rite of passage. That's like a brotherhood thing.
Some kids get squirrely. Some kids handle it better than others because they're mentally tough and they know it's just what you're doing.
But no matter what, at the end, everyone gets through it in their own way, however hard it is for them. And they all have like a standard of things they've accomplished together and like a unity that it brings them together if they did it together.
Yeah.
And now we don't have that. We lost hazing. We also lost like tough football coaches. I used to have a really tough football coach, Coach Gallagher, who used to call everyone pussy. He used to humiliate you. He'd make fun of your family, make fun of your religion, whatever he could. He would just rip, you know, rip you up. And it made you a better player because if you could handle that, you could handle anything.
Yeah, what's going to bother you if you can handle getting personally shit on by your coach?
In front of the whole team. You're not as good as your brother. You shouldn't even be playing. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if we get rid of stuff like that, now we have all these like feel good things. There's a girl coach. And it's like, what's going to happen to our next generation of men? So this week's thing they took from us, hazing. I'm not saying let's bring it back.
Well,
because I have no one to haze in my life. I guess I have some people I can haze, but maybe that's.
Well, we're done with hazing. Yeah. We're not hazing anybody at 30 years old. So
yeah, we're done with hazing.
Yeah.
But that's what they took from us. All right.
Submit yours. If you have something you think they took from us, please submit it. We want more motivation. We're going to try to make that a weekly kind of segment.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of things. Let us know in the comments. Hazing was so good and needed, and everyone stopped doing it because they were scared of getting like written up by Vice or something.
Yeah.
Some article comes out, and then what? A few thousand people read an article about a random football coach? Like, it doesn't even affect the world that you're in, but people got scared for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also with the getting written up, you know how like the news sites are all progressive losers now?
Yeah.
Rapboy and I were talking about this the other day. There is a situation where it's like if you're a news company and you have some progressive person on the payroll who's a writer for you and they're writing like stupid, woke, dummy shit. That
like
not
20 microaggressions you just can't do.
Yeah.
And like stupid shit
or
like
that. Latinx or whatever. They write Latinx.
Why white people need to do X. Any sort of article like that, right?
So if you have one of those on your payroll, not only is that person a Muppet who's writing stupid articles, they're also in a chair that could have been filled by a normal person.
By an actual real investigative journalist who wants to.
So it's not even just like, oh, there's like a progressive person here who's kind of sucks. It's like there's a progressive person here instead of a normal person. So it's like a plus one, minus one. It's like a double negative.
It's opportunity cost, right? Of hiring a Muppet.
So that really can poison a batch of apples pretty quick is what we realized.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what it is, right? That's what the goal is. Jeff Bezos by the Washington Post, these types of people, you know, buy up newspapers, buy up magazines, and then put in leftist Muppets. And we have Fox, who aren't even based enough for us half the time. Certain anchors are, obviously. But it's just like a weird thing that like not only did they put in a loser, but we lost a hitter.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And then once you have the losers in, the hitters are having a harder time speaking up. And it eventually will always trend towards losers.
Yeah. So, and like, how is Peter Doocy like the only guy who asks any good questions?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
The White House. Like, it's kind of crazy, right?
Shouldn't
we know a few more people? Shouldn't there be a couple more bodies?
Couple more bodies, exactly. And, you know, the state of the world, the state of the country, it can all be really depressing. They're trying to make the kids trans. They took all the money again. No one can afford a house. Everyone's perpetually renting from BlackRock. Everyone's addicted to pills. But don't be down. There is hope. You could hit a five-leg parlay and make $100,000 off a $5 bet.
That's true.
I've been making jokes with Rapboy. The country is like so, you know, on a bad track and things are so ugly. And now for some reason, like gambling is very popular and mainstream and like everyone's talking about gambling, like Eli Manning's doing gambling commercials. I don't know how this happened.
Of a sudden it happened.
All of a sudden, like this year especially. So now everyone just cares about gambling. And it's like the Hunger Games where everyone's so screwed. Everyone's so distraught. Everyone has no hope. But like the people who do have hope are like the stories you hear of like six leg parlay. I bet $5. I made 680,000.
Yeah.
Like that's all we have to look forward to. Maybe we can hit a five leg parlay and make money. Like that's your only hope. It's the lottery basically.
Yeah, no. And I'm very worried. Like I do a little gambling. We do a little sports betting. But I think it's bad. It's not good. And I think a lot of, especially white kids have like, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but like the people who are like, I'm a gambling addict. It's always like a British or like an Irish kid. It always kind of looks like it's like a certain type of white kid who's like, I bet it all. I bet my paycheck. I did this. So we are anti-gambling, but I've done it.
Yeah.
But
we're anti-gambling.
We know it's bad.
If you can pick a winner, you can pick a winner.
Yeah. If you got an edge, you got an edge.
You got an edge. Or if you can, you know, get lucky. I'm anti-gambling your last dollars.
Yeah, of course. But
I've done that too.
But it really is funny how you how like ingrained gambling and everybody like they talk about odds during the game, like the over is here and this and that. And I don't know.
What happened? We used to be like a real serious place.
I think some lobbyists did some good work.
Yeah.
And they work for the gambling companies, not for Joe Better.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last piece of housekeeping. Last week in the podcast, we plugged that song, OM53 Defender, which we love. I'm also this week going to plug a new playlist. Everyone was asking, give me more songs, tell me more songs. I've been listening to this playlist. It's not an ad. I've been listening to this playlist every day. Rapboy can attest.
Yeah.
Nonstop, over and over. 3-hour retro sax synthwave playlist. I love it. It's 3 hours long. I listen to it all day, every day. Link is in the description. Check it out. If you guys want some more music recommendations, a lot of the songs I like come from that playlist. So enjoy that. That is the end of our housekeeping. We are moving on to Cringe of the Week. All right. First clip of Cringe of the Week. Husband cries over PS5. Me and this guy don't wear watches for the same reason.
Figured you might like to play that with better graphics.
No.
Yes.
He looks like you.
How much does this guy weigh?
What do you think?
500?
Yeah, I would say 490. Oh, man. He's crying over a PS5. Maybe. So here's the thing. We're not being mean to anybody. That's a normal person. Well,
he's married. He's a guy with a family.
He's married. Like, he's married. He doesn't have mental problems. We're not being mean. If he had mental problems and was an adult and loved a PS5, it'd be fine. He's married. He's normal. This is, you know, cringe. It's cringe. That's it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough to watch. I felt it. And I don't want to be mean. I don't necessarily want to be mean, but this is not it, is all I can say.
He ain't
really
going to save you. He's going to save you.
I think there's a certain thing that, like, if you're over 450, you're not really allowed to have fun. Hmm. Like, unless you make progress. Like, I think, dude, a PS5 as a gift when you hit 400, awesome. Great. I think you got to work for it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to be too mean. This is kind of not normal cringe of the week, but that spoke to us.
Yeah, that did spoke to us. All right, next, the drag queen on the ping pong table.
Yeah, this is filmed by young Taylor Hansen. Guy ass. There's Rapboy in the background.
Yeah, also, we all know ping pong tables. We've all had ping pong table experience. Doesn't that just ruin a ping pong table? Aren't you just on top of the net smashing the net down? Doesn't that like rule number one? Look at the net. It's all fucked up.
Absolutely disrespected the ping pong table.
Disrespected. So. But the people who work at the restaurant are like, let him go. Like, we don't want to say, we don't want to offend anybody. Like the net, look at the ping pong table.
Bro, you ruined it. There's no coming back.
You ruined the ping pong table and you're like a guy lip syncing. And also, everyone who's there watching, we caught you.
Yeah.
Caught you.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
This guy right here caught you. What are you doing there?
You're on a date. This guy's tapping his foot. He's on a date, like
with
enjoying
a girl.
It.
And you're not supposed to make fun of consenting adults doing whatever they want with their whatever, but I am gonna.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing there?
Caught you.
Are you a twink? You a twink boy? He's like, no, you know, we're adults. We can have fun. This is a fun event.
This is fun,
like,
brunch.
You're looking at some dude's ass and cock in a thong while some kid hides his face and Richard Rapboy's over there.
Yeah, Richard Rappaway's over there on the right. There he is.
Yeah, tough look.
And
for
also
me.
The kid, like the kid's face and reaction, you can tell they know something ain't right. You know how a kid who has like a blacked out drunk mom knows like, oh, mom's sick on Friday nights.
Yeah,
mom's sick.
Mom gets sleepy after she takes her pills.
Yeah,
like they know something's wrong.
Yeah, they see this and they go, something ain't right.
I shouldn't be looking at this.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because we talked about drag queens. I think maybe 2 weeks ago, how we wanted to do a Beyond Scared Straight of drag queens. Like, hey, kids, this is what happens if you do drag. People have pity for you and they pretend. Yeah. And you lip sync Aretha Franklin and you break a ping pong table.
Yeah, you wear girls' clothes.
And you had another sort of like skit drag idea.
I had an idea. I think I told it to Ryan Long of Ryan Long Comedy. An idea of like a drag show. It's a sketch, right? It's a drag show, but all the attendees are right-wing investigative journalists who are secretly filming. So the whole event is just like 20 people and 20 of the 20 people are all right-wing people like, this is disgusting.
Gotcha.
Mimosa, please. Look at this. Look at this disgusting behavior.
Yeah, I got a dollar.
Zooming in. Yeah, here's a buck. Here's a tip. That would be a funny sketch. Also, Richard Rappaway made a really funny meme, Taylor Hansen meme of this event, basically.
Yeah.
Here it is. Pretty good.
There's just something so funny to me about an investigative journalist going to a drag show where there are kids being exposed to disgusting shit. And then like the peak of the disgusting moment is like the money shot. It's like, yeah, like do it. Because obviously like Taylor Hansen or anybody, and some people responded to that meme. And they're like, dude, this guy's making fun of you. And it's like, no, I'm not. Like Taylor Hansen, if you went to a drag show where there was a kid and you broke it up and said, stop this now, everybody get out, you're sick. Like, that's not as effective as showing the disgusting shit to like 500,000 people online.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So Taylor Hansen does a great job. And I thought that was a hilarious, like him filming, like, there we go, got it. Got the shot, like Nightcrawler.
Real Nightcrawler stuff right there. All right, let's do our next clip, the non-binary Muppet and teacher.
And the friend likes to ask the question, are you a boy or a girl? And Mash answers, I'm just a kid.
But kids can be boys or
girls. They can be boys or girls.
Or
yeah.
Or maybe non-binary.
Yeah.
Ugh,
it was just like,
dear God.
Non-binary, yeah. That's just something that we know. This is something, I mean, it's like, they're 4 and 5 years old, and they just didn't make a big deal out of being a boy or a girl.
Because you've been hammering it down their throats for the whole time. These people are surprised. It's like, yo, you could talk about dinosaurs for 3 months and be like, the kids are really liking dinosaurs. It's like, duh, you idiot. And look at this eclectic group here. We got non-binary Muppet, Black lady, Asian lady, and then gigantic nondescript, I don't know.
They, them,
gigantic.
Keep ripping it. We'll see what happens.
I think it was a huge testament to how much we've been talking about it in the classroom.
Duh.
That you never mentioned the term non-binary. It was
a
child who brought that up because it's constantly in conversation.
So they're pretty much saying the quiet part out loud. It's like, oh, the children, they know about it because we're constantly bringing it up. It's a testament to that.
We're grooming them to keep saying non-binary.
Yeah.
And like,
turns out these 4 and 5 year olds are like really soft brain, easy to manipulate and confuse.
Turns out, it turns out positive reinforcement really works on soft brains.
Yeah.
Here you go. You got a cookie. Good job.
Yeah,
all right. Last
like
part.
Me. So Nash, just like me, is non-binary. So they aren't sure if they're a boy or a girl. So when people ask them, are you a boy or a girl?
So Nash, like me, is non-binary. They don't know if they're a boy or a girl. So if you don't know if you're a boy or a girl, I don't think you should be teaching anybody.
Yeah, I think that's kind of disqualifying.
Kindergarten is basically like babysitting plus. It's just like a 4 and 5 year old. It's babysitting plus a little stuff. And then when you make the plus all the weird shit, it's kind of like, all right, you don't get it. You're fired. Next person up.
Yeah. And I'm starting to just discriminate more against people who look a certain way. Like, I would never bring my kid to someone who looks like this, you know? Because they're just a certain type of person, and I don't want my kid to look like that or think like that, and it's over.
And we spoke in housekeeping about
and I'm saying it's not bad to judge a book by its like open face cover. It's like, you know what I mean? At this point,
yeah.
At this point, I'm pretty much
done. Don't judge a book by its cover. It was a psyop.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover. Like, there's very few books that are way different than their cover these days.
Yeah.
Is my point.
It was a nice idea in the beginning. Don't judge a book by its cover. Anyone can blah, blah, blah.
Well, anyone can still surprise you.
Yeah.
There's still that 1% or 2%, but that number's dwindling and people just look like the side they're on now.
Yeah. You can judge a book by its cover most of the time.
Yeah.
And also how we talked about in housekeeping, how we lost all the football coaches that were tough and good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and we replaced them with the opposite, like these progressive, like non-binary people.
Hell yeah. We just hired Caitlin.
Yeah.
She's going to be your whatever.
So like your children, if you had a tough football coach, would hopefully be trained by that coach and grow up to be tough like that coach. Now your children are being trained by these non-binary people and they're maybe going to grow up and be non-binary and weird.
Yeah. And then do we want to talk about how many Australians are non-binary and weird?
32% of Australians between the ages of 15 and 24 are now identifying as LGBTQIA+.
Plus.
32%. It's basically half.
Yeah. And that's why we need unfettered immigration to all white countries. White people are 8% of the world population, but we need every weirdo who's going to shit out 10 kids needs to come and replace us because we're all gay now.
Yeah.
So George
all
Soros
weird.
Types, they love it. And
yeah,
we hate it.
There's a speaking of I'm just combining everything now, like drag queens, non-binary and trans. It's all LGBTQIA+.
It's all in the plus. It's all after the LGB, right?
Yeah. So it's all under the umbrella. So we can kind of refer to these things in the same category. There was a trans woman at a YMCA.
In San Diego.
In San Diego.
So a dude with a cock.
A man with a penis who is saying he's a lady and was going to the YMCA, changing in the locker room. There is a complaint from a 17-year-old girl,
a minor,
who was seeing a naked man.
She saw a cock.
She complained, said she was uncomfortable. This is the YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Academy, I think, is what it is. So it's a place for young Christian people. She was complaining that she saw a naked man, and then she also said, I have a 5-year-old sister who comes here and uses the same locker room for gymnastics. So there's a person who's changing and getting naked at the YMCA, and instead of protecting the kids and making them feel comfortable and not prioritizing a mentally ill person who's got problems and is a naked man in the woman's locker room, instead, here's what the local news said about it in defense of the trans man. Here's their justification.
Rav is joining me now. Austin, I feel like a big part of the story that's either been a misconception or people are just forgetting about is that Wood has fully transitioned into a woman and was in the woman's bathroom.
Yeah, that's right, Wale. In fact, she says she is a woman and she really wants to drive home the fact that she transitioned over 5 years ago. And that, you know, she is a woman and she says she's a woman, period. And yeah, that's where it ends.
Absolutely.
And that's where it ends. That's where it ends for you and your news crew.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Please meet me in the power slap arena. I would like to enter a power slap. That's my new thing. Whenever someone crosses me or crosses a society, I just want to power slap them. I'm built for power slap. I don't know if you guys know about power slap.
It's a new sport that Dana White is making happen.
So I'm built for power slap. I can eat them and I can give them. I want to power slap those news reporters non-violently. It's not a threat. It's an offer.
I like how the news reporters now, it's like, when have you seen someone reporting on something and it's two guys? It's always one person out in the field, right?
Yeah.
This is like they brought two guys to have a conversation to form consensus in front of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's so weird. These guys, I'm betting neither of these guys really believe that. She transitioned 5 years ago. He's got a cock.
There's five-year-olds in the locker room.
YMCA is for young people. It's supposed to be like young community building, young Christians. They already took that. And the YMCA has like this, they released like a super lame statement that was like, blah, blah, blah. You know, we are stand by diversity, equity, inclusion. So take the C out of your name. You guys aren't Christian. You're endangering kids. And they made a statement that was like, well, the kid's not in danger.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, until she is. Until someone is.
Yeah, exactly.
So
moving on, we're still in cringe. From the other end of the uncomfortable at the gym spectrum, there was that girl. We'll just play it in the background.
Yeah.
We don't have to get into it because it's kind of late on the clip. It's old clip at this point. But it was a girl who was at the gym who was filming herself and then like complaining every time a guy would look over, like even just like a second or like looking over in at her direction. She'd be like, oh, pig, like there he goes, like staring at me. And it was just like, if you're recording in the gym, people look around. I was in the gym the other day. Everyone was looking at me. Oh, this guy benches 225 as many times as he wants. There was a guy in the treadmill, like a big, hairy, gay guy, you know, wearing spandex shorts and leather boots on the treadmill. Real daddy boy shit. I looked at him just to see what he's up to. I'm not trying to suck anybody.
That's true. I mean, that's true. That's fair.
I looked at him. I'm like, oh, look at this guy. He's on some real daddy boy shit. Like, what's he wearing? Oh, my God. His ass is out. He's got, like, leather boots on the treadmill. That's weird. But it's like that. Everyone looks around. It's normal to look around.
Also, this is, like, another sort of, like, fake world thing where it's like she doesn't do anything about it in the moment. She doesn't confront the guy because it's actually not that big of a deal. He barely glanced. He barely looks. But then, you know, complain about it online with your friends who will like kind of enable you. And this one backfired for her because obviously she was like doing attention seeking shit.
And I think
shit.
She has an OnlyFans too.
Yeah. And then she kind of made a statement like, I don't have an OnlyFans. I have like a soft version of OnlyFans for my fans to keep in touch.
Fans of what?
Yeah. Fans of what exactly? Filming yourself at the gym.
And then simultaneously, as everyone's having like these gym debates, Kate Hudson released some pants that were meant to confuse us more, I guess. It's like
open also, ass shit. Activewear, open ass,
open
wear it
ass,
to the gym.
Active wear stuff. So if you weren't confused about what girls want to not be looked at or looked at the gym, that'll hopefully help.
Yeah. Gym girls are taking too much ground, I think. They do a few too many squats, they get a gigantic ass, and they start making demands. And it's like men invented the gym.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Men invented gym culture. And people, you can't really look. There's kind of like a 180 degrees, like where you stand between sets, you're going to look.
Yeah.
So
I look at everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I look at the guy benching. I look at the one rep max. I look at the kid squatting with the terrible form. I look at the girl doing just 50 glute exercises over there. Like it's
the guy doing the row machine, bending his back too much.
Yeah.
I like to look.
Exactly. So,
yeah,
you know, our stance on it, right?
Yeah. We keep it 100. Do whatever you want at the gym.
There's a certain weird thing about filming yourself and then looking for like victimization points online. It's just a very weird, self-absorbed kind of person.
Going
you know?
Viral for that.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you create something?
And it's always good to see them get viral for the wrong reason. You know?
Good to see a good ratio. All right. Next, America is a racialized term.
I just got out of a lecture and my professor said something that really struck me that I feel like should have been super obvious that I just had not like connected the dots on before. And that is the fact that the term American citizen is like a racialized term. It's associated with whiteness, whether we want it to or not, because of the way that white supremacy is so like intricately bound with the foundation of the country that we call America, that when you hear the word American citizen, the first thing that comes to mind is a white person. And what's crazy is I have this super vivid memory when I was only like maybe like 5 or 6 years old. My mom was just about to get her citizenship and she was like, yo, I'm going to be an American citizen. And I was like freaking out because I fully thought that my mother was going to turn into a white woman. And obviously,
oh, interesting. So being America means white. And when you were 5 or 6, your mom told you that story and you thought she was going to become a white woman. Well, what happened to America since then? Since the 20 years ago when you were 5 or 6, how has the white population done in America? Thanks to our buddies, Klaus Schwab and George Soros. Don't
Thanks
worry.
To the Koch brothers and open border capitalism.
Exactly.
All that.
There's 50 million illegals here. Don't worry. that whole America's a white country. You guys already fixed that, I guess. You already handled that.
I'm glad your professor is teaching you this great lesson, too. Just getting you angry, getting you worked up. I'm sure the Starbucks job down the line, and I'll see you at the protests, right, yeah. Lady? Because this is like an angry girl getting taught stuff that's going to make her more angry while paying $40,000 a year for the privilege.
While the opposite of what she thinks is happening is happening. America's this white supremacist country. It's like the white population has gone down so much. The white people in America are less powerful than ever. Everyone takes pills and kills himself. So.
And I know you don't want to like really, I guess, acknowledge it, but white people founded America. I don't know if that's taboo to stay.
Yeah.
But it's literally happened. So I don't know. Yeah, they did. White settlers made America.
And it also wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. We had to go west. We had to chop all those trees down. Yeah. We had to get those Chinese people here to build the railroads.
Yep. Had to bring some slaves over, pick some cotton. It was a crazy time. It was the Wild West.
Literal.
As they call it. But
it was a blank canvas.
Yeah.
There was nothing here. No one was here before we got here. All right. Last clip of Cringe of the Week. You know how Dash Dabrowski... we had that compilation of him and was just swiping on TikTok and it was, oh boy,
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny because you can kind of like get a read of what someone's content is about when you just fast scroll through. Mm-hmm. We have another one of that for some sort of
cross-dresser type.
Check this one out.
One of my best friends and family members passed away this week. A man just attacked me at the Walmart gas pump in the... How my meth head parents almost killed me, part two. My dad just died in a house fire.
We're not laughing. We're not laughing.
Dude, trauma. Laughing. Trauma just seems to follow you. Your whole life is tragic. Everyone should pay attention to you.
And you have like your ring light and you're recording your TikToks and you're like, all right, record. Like,
yeah.
My just gonna text to Walmart.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'm not. I hope nothing bad happens to people. I wish everyone the best.
Oh, I assume all of that's made up and fake.
That's what I'm saying.
The type of person who would dress like that and act like that is the type of person who would make up attention-seeking stories, right?
Yeah.
Like we're all judging. We're back to judging a book by its cover, right?
Yeah.
So
seems a little manic.
Yeah. Face value is all I need. I don't really need to go deep.
All right. Let's move on to Urban Decay. Before we do, Urban Decay this week is brought to you by Bonuslam. Guys, hundreds of you have joined Bonuslam. There's at this point 2,000 people in Bonuslam. We have an extra episode of the show that comes out on Mondays. If you love the show, you will love Bonuslam. It's $4 a month. Link is in the description, patreon.com/Fleckus or YouTube join. Links are in the description. It's a 20 to 30 minute bonus episode. It comes out Monday. If you love the show, you're going to love Bonuslam. Support us. It goes a long way. Richard Rapoy and I basically split that money. Keep it 100. Tell everyone kind of how the sausage is made here. So if you want to help support us and keep this stuff going, join Bonuslam. At the very end of this episode, we are going to put like a 3 or 4 minute Bonuslam clip from a couple weeks ago from the Sam Britton investigation Richard Rapoy did. So at the end, check it out. If you like that, please sign up. All right,
it's just one of those things where we want to put it in the episode because it was like pretty good.
It was very good.
Yeah,
very good. All right, Urban Decay, first clip. Lady tries to fuck the cop.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Please let me go ahead and find the tape. I'm drunk.
I know you're drunk. I can smell it.
I know.
Smell your DWI, too.
Please don't do that. I fuck you. No. I'm not.
Stop talking.
I don't have no STDs.
Stop talking.
I swear.
Stop talking.
Fuck you.
Stop.
I will fuck you.
That's enough, right?
Yeah.
She says it a few more times in case you want to see the rest of the clip.
So that's how you get out of a ticket. We should have told the guy who tried to impound our mini bikes that.
Just fuck me.
I'll fuck you.
Do whatever you want.
It's like, what? It's like a $30 ticket. Like, what?
I'll fuck you. I'll fuck you. So how many officers do you think take that offer?
I think pretty much none just because of the body cam footage and shit. And then it's just not good. Yeah. Some for sure.
Yeah.
Some.
Yeah.
But I think probably like 20 years ago or in the 90s, it was like a lot more. Mm. And now that we live in the age of everything's recorded, everyone can go viral, anyone can tell a story, it's probably way less.
Yeah.
So that's another thing they took from us.
Yeah.
Flash a cop to get out of a ticket. That's Americana.
Well, yeah.
So you like a hot chick, and then you get pulled over, and you go, oh, officer, like, what happened? All right, I don't know, is that good or bad?
I don't think that's very good.
I don't think that's good. So, it's not good.
That's funny. And I'm sure the officers have been offered a lot more, too.
Yeah.
I wonder...
I would be making deals.
Yeah, dude. I would officers, be like 10K, it's 10K easy to go corrupt, right now. Very easy to go corrupt.
I would be a good Mexican police officer. Because I would be like, oh, I caught you peeing on the beach, 10K, or like 1,000, 500.
To tourists who are nervous.
I would just take everyone's cash.
All right, so we should not be signing up for the police department. We have, I don't know. Yeah. We're looking for money, I guess.
That's bad. I'm a corrupt cop.
Yeah.
All right, next.
So, hey. Shout out to all you straight-laced cops. Yeah. You're doing great.
You're doing God's work.
Helping the community.
Fuck you.
It's like, what's it called? That movie. Just tell me where you want me to fuck. It's like MacGruber.
Yeah. Are these bikes street legal? Oh, fuck you. You can't be. Are you guys sure you can be riding these?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. All right. Next, 4 migrants bust to New York from Texas, and then you won't believe what they did next.
Yeah, guys, this is I started reading this story and I go, we have to talk about this on the podcast. It's the most like current day problems crime of all time. So I just want to walk you through.
Yeah, this
it.
Is like a bingo card.
Basically, we all hit bingo on this one. So 4 migrants bust into New York City from Texas were busted for snatching thousands of dollars in merchandise from a Nassau County mall. And that's where you grew up, right?
That's
Nassau
where
County.
I grew up.
So it's these 4 Mexican nationals who are illegal immigrants, who got shipped up to New York and immediately started retail theft, organized retail theft. They stole $12,489 worth of goods from Macy's. Early
from Roosevelt Field Mall.
Yeah. You know that mall?
I know that mall. That's your papa's house. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to – there's a couple little factors here that make this kind of hilarious. Cops caught the crew shortly after the January 9th heist in Hampstead when Meza was pulled over for allegedly failing to use a turn signal in a BMW with bogus plates. So number one, BMW with bogus plates. Number two, this crime occurred in January. So less than 6 months after these guys arrived, they're doing organized retail theft. So they're not picking the strawberries. They're not cleaning bathrooms. They're doing like all you white liberals think that they should. Oh, we need them to pick our strawberries. No, they're just stealing from Macy's immediately.
In a legal car.
Yeah.
4 of them.
Exactly. So 4 guys, they probably all came. They were probably one of those big group. They're all men. There's no women or children. They're all just men. So they came across the border in July, and now they got popped in January, so less than 6 months. Miguel and Rafael Rojas have been living at the Westin Hotel on West 57th Street in Manhattan, according to police.
Midtown Manhattan, the Westin.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, I can't, you know, like, that's like expensive. That's probably 300, some 400 bucks a night.
Okay. And let me make sure I'm hitting all these things.
And that's taxpayer funded. The illegals are living in a hotel in Midtown Manhattan.
The most expensive real estate in the world, maybe outside of like maybe Singapore or like 2 other random places, London.
Yeah.
Here's the next piece of the bingo card. The 4 suspects appeared in court on January 10th. Rafael Rojas and Escobar were released without bail.
Bingo. I got bingo.
Bingo.
Ding, ding, ding.
The only thing we're missing in this story is like all of them having COVID or like another little bingo card thing to make it perfect. But yeah, so let's go through it again. Bust from Texas, organized retail theft, living out of a hotel subsidized by taxpayers, affected a nearby city that isn't a sanctuary city. So someone who, Nassau County is not a sanctuary county, but they're obviously where they go to steal. Dummy car with no license plate, released on no bail. Bingo.
That's a full bingo.
That's a row across. And so I just thought it was like crazy to me. And that, you know what they took from us? The ability to send these guys back immediately and say no and take their fingerprints and say you're not welcome in the United States ever again.
Yeah. So. Country's gone, guys.
Yeah. That's it. You might as well steal from Macy's.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some hope.
But yeah.
You too can pretty much do whatever you want and steal from Macy's.
But yeah, so that was just kind of like I read that crime and I kept reading piece by piece and I thought, wow, this is what we've become. Like 10 of these things or, you know, how there's like a 6-piece list of this. 5 of them wouldn't exist before in the 1990s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it would only be retail theft.
Yeah. All right. Next, there was a fight between a teacher and a student, substitute teacher and a student.
And again, the N-word is used.
Yeah, but this teacher snapped. Teacher telling him to swing. Yeah, you're fired.
You're fired. You can't hit someone for saying a bad word. You can report them to the principal. They can get suspended.
Yeah.
It seems like this substitute teacher can't control himself.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Different from last week. I think last week was bad, too. The teacher should have snapped last week.
I was surprised at how many commenters. And I mean, this is just the human element. But how many commenters were like, I agree with the teacher. Like, obviously, he was wrong. But a part of you is like, that kid needed a lesson, which I agree with. But
I'm on a wave of like, no teacher hits a student unless it's like brutal self-defense and you have to like put the kid down.
And then there's also something where like, I mean, obviously we've made this joke before. Someone saying a word, the N-word, is automatic. A lot of people, a lot of black people in America think that's an automatic swing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately that swing is jail, you know? That's going to be your first offense. I'm sorry, guys. If you swing on me, if I happen to say it, and you swing on me, I'm going to be in the courtroom like this.
Yep.
I'm going to be like this. There he is, officer.
And they're going to let him go right away.
So true. So
it's like,
true.
You're going to get him and then I go, okay, he's guilty, but he's also free to go.
But yeah, what's up with this? Like emotionally stunted adults, like you shouldn't be in high school. If you can't handle it, you shouldn't be in a high school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, go work security at the tire yard. This guy probably has the demeanor for that.
Yeah. Right? All right, next, old lady writes a racist text and they caught her. This one, you're not going to like my opinion. I actually... So they're zooming in on this lady's typing at, I guess, the airport.
They're on the plane.
They're on a plane. And what does it say?
It says, I'm looking out the window. Other two seats are taken by two very large, dolled black ladies.
You know?
And she goes through... dolled up black ladies, one of whom is extremely hostile. I am being very pleasant just to annoy. If I need to use a washroom, I am going to something be present. If I'm going to use the washroom, I'm going to present. I am really crippled and ask.
She said, I'm going to pretend I'm really
a
crippled.
Steward to help me. So she's planning. She's texting her husband or something. She's like an old woman. She's next to two, I guess, gigantic fat black women.
Yeah.
I don't know. I believe the text, kind of. I don't think
this is that much of a problem.
I don't think grandma's making stuff up.
You can say I'm next to two dolled up blonde ladies.
That's what I said.
And it wouldn't be that bad.
Is black a negative or is it a descriptor? Suspect, 6'3", black male. Is that negative?
Yeah. It's like based on this lady's text, it sounds like the people next to her are being big and fat black people.
Yeah.
Which is just what she wrote in the text.
Which, like, I mean, can we all be honest here? Everybody gets on the plane and they hope for a small Asian person next to them, right? Yeah. Isn't that what everybody roots for on the plane? Just the skinniest rail person who's so quiet and listens to their headphones, it doesn't bother you once?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, nobody likes to sit next to a big guy.
Yeah.
And I teeter on that category as well.
Yeah. When I'm on Southwest.
What did you say, Southwest? You had the...
Yeah, when I'm on Southwest, you can pick your seat. It's always like, if the plane's full, my seat's the last one.
And if you saw some lady texting about you saying, hey, giant fat white guy with beard.
Is it
or is it about your size?
I got stuck in the middle seat next to this big bearded guy. I go, yeah, you got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. That's why you should pay for the A group in Southwest. So you get your first choice. That's what I do.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, I don't know. We're calling it not racist.
Yeah, we're calling it not racist.
And black is a descriptor.
And if you're being like fat and loud, it sounds like you're ruining this lady's plane experience.
Let's focus on the unpleasant. Where did that come from? I love when people film something and they kind of like expose themselves a little bit. Like, you know, the person's fat, black, and unpleasant. Something happened, right?
Is that bad? Why is black a negative term?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it's just a descriptor.
All right, next. This is a brutal execution in Chicago. We're going to heavily censor it because it's so brutal. I almost didn't even want to show it because it's so bad. But it's similar to our bingo situation. So that guy gets shot, kills that guy.
One guy gets shot, and this guy
kills that guy.
Keeps shooting, kills another. And then he starts executing people. Boom.
Executed. Oh.
But she lived. Finishes the guy he shot before. Then he's going to get out of there. But nope. He finds one more person outside the van. One shot. Let me finish. Execute.
Ugh.
So some guy is just executing people on Chicago streets. Why is that important? Why is this crazy?
Any guesses on who this guy was?
Yeah. What was he? Some sort of doctor?
Maybe a lawyer.
Some sort of maybe rocket scientist or something?
Maybe a violent criminal who's out on no bail.
Ding, 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 ding. A supervised release violent criminal who has served multiple prison sentences since 2007 for an armed home invasion, two robberies, and aggravated battery to a police officer. He had been in prison until recently for a 2009 armed home invasion in Albany Park in which two people were killed. Wow. So
he did a home invasion. Two people got killed. He's let out. Everyone these days is all the stories you hear. Oh, someone is locked up for 10 years for a joint, for smoking a joint.
Well, that's what they used to be.
Prison reform.
2005 through 2015, it was this guy's serving 20 years for marijuana. This guy is locked up for a bag of pills, right?
Yeah. And now it's like,
this guy's out after he was in a crime that two people were killed.
And now he's killing more people. It seems like maybe we went a little too far with who we're letting out.
The pendulum? You guys remember the pendulum?
Yeah.
I remember the pendulum. It needs to swing back because supervised release for this guy? You know, and an incident like this happens, we need to kind of like go back and look at all the violent offenders who are out right now and do some inventory, right?
Let's scoop them all back up.
So, I mean, I just don't understand as a society why this guy kind of like has any rights. Once he took two lives, once he was involved in a crime where two people were killed,
that should be it.
Shouldn't you kind of just be like away from society until you're like 55? Yeah. You know what I mean? Until you're kind of an old man, you don't have that like testosterone coursing through your body. You kind of lost the right.
Yeah, I agree.
So
let's move on to uplifting goal. Don't get down. Don't get depressed. That was a dark clip. That was maybe one of the darkest clips we've ever shown.
Oh, that's a disgusting execution. Like that's.
But let's get uplifted. Uplifting gold. Girl throws the fish in the tube. Coming from the execution tube.
We need a downturn time.
All right, rip it one more time.
Of course, of course.
She's throwing the fish back.
She's got a little bass. Tosses it back.
Straight into that tube. Oh, man. I don't mean to rush to uplifting gold, but we are going to move kind of fast because we're running out of time. Next is the perfect tree cut.
She should not be throwing fish like that at all. What about a simple release here?
Yeah, simple release. But, you know, she's being cute for TikTok.
Okay. What do you got?
All right. Next, the perfect tree cut.
Yeah. I don't know what this is called.
This was so impressive, though.
This is a specific type of notch cut that I don't know the name of.
And the tree stays in itself.
Boom.
And the house is fine. Everything's good.
And I love seeing a pro.
That guy's not taking pills. That guy doesn't take fentanyl.
Yeah. I love seeing a pro. Someone who's good at their craft, doing next level stuff. That's exactly as he wrote it up.
Not taking fentanyl.
Play the next play. No fentanyl. Productive number of society.
Next, Home Depot theme song at Home Depot. This is pretty cool. Just play it in the background. They made the Home Depot song out of things from Home Depot. That's pretty cool. Uplifting.
There you go.
I don't mean to rush to uplifting.
Why are you rushing? Are we really behind?
We are behind. Okay. We are behind.
Doesn't feel like it.
All right, next. This was actually really funny to me. I don't know. Maybe it's stupid, but I really like jokes like this. The Where's Waldo audiobook.
I love this too. So.
A man playing a tuba with another man inside. A man with a broken bass drum. A man dropping his trumpet. A woman in a yellow tank top. A woman in a green collared shirt. Waldo. A man in a white collared shirt. A woman in a red shirt and
Waldo. I'm sick.
That's a good bit. I want to know who made that. That sounds like somebody who I kind of recognize.
That's a really funny bit.
Yeah.
Waldo.
Waldo.
Man with the trumpet. A woman in a green shirt. All right. Last clip of the week. Last uplifting. Kids walk in trying to balance the coffee.
You're doing so good. You're not spilling any. Okay, now watch the step. Go slow over the step. There you go. Good job. Oh, we spilled a little, but that's okay. Oh, don't look at it. Oh, did you panic? It's okay. It's okay. Your sock got wet and you panicked. It's all right.
Your sock got wet and you panicked. And he just bailed entirely and dumped the whole thing.
Oh, I love that.
That's good stuff. Well, that is the end of Uplifting Gold. Before we say goodbye, we're going to say goodbye, and then we are going to show a clip from last week or 2 weeks ago's Bonus Land. Richard Rathway did a deep dive into Sam Britton, and we uncovered some Sam Britton potential lies that don't make sense and also contradict his story.
And predated the luggage thefts.
And predate the luggage thefts. So if you want some more Sam Britton insight, stay till after the outro and check out this clip from Bonus Land. If you like it, join Bonus Land, patreon.com/Fleckus or YouTube join. Thank you guys for watching another Fleckus Talks in the Books. Like, share, subscribe, all the good stuff. FleckusMerch.com for the best merch in the game.
Shout out to Fleckus for soldiering through while he's sick.
Do it for Admiral Levine. thank you guys for listening. Hopefully it wasn't too bad. It was a good episode, but yeah, I just was a little sick this week, so, you know, not feeling the best. If you guys want to help me feel better, send me a super chat of $5.
I'd say subscribe to Bonus Land. I'd say that's better.
Yeah, I'll get you on that monthly.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you at the next one. Bonus Land.
Welcome.
Welcome to Bonus Land. That was a good episode.
And it started with the first few weeks. I had AIDS. I was the only gay person left in the world because the government found all the other gays and killed them as children. If they found me, they would kill me. The perfect way to keep a child or a teen from coming out. And we moved on to physical therapy. Physical therapy was my hands being tied down and blocks of ice being placed on my hands. Then pictures of men holding hands would be shown to me. So that way I would associate the concept of the pain of ice with a man touching me. It worked really, really, really well. My dad could barely even hug me anymore when I would scream out in pain. Then we went into heat. So coils would be wrapped around my hands and you would be able to turn the heat on or off. So now if we had a picture of a guy and a girl hugging, it was no pain. If there was a picture of a guy and a guy hugging, we had physical pain. We then went into the month of hell. The month of hell consisted of tiny needles being stuck into my fingers, and then
needle torture.
Pictures of explicit acts between men would be shown, and I'd be electrocuted. At this point, I was completely done. My dad has held a gun up to my head multiple times, but the last time I got on the phone, that I tried to keep calling. I want contact. Was that he would shoot me if I ever tried to walk in the door again.
So your dad beats you.
Sad, scary backstory.
That sounds crazy. No one should have to go through that.
There's a facility that's torturing gay people, it sounds like.
Pretty much. And so, I mean, obviously some people were going to like kind of... This was a college kid shooting from the hip, right?
Yeah.
Basically like telling my story, getting a YouTube thing, like blah, blah, blah. And so basically this journalist ended up asking a few questions about Sam because like... electric shock, needle fingers, hot coils. We got to shut that place down, right?
Can't exist.
That place can't exist. That's against the law. You can't torture someone. And so Sam, I'm going to read a couple of sentences here from the article that are out of order. Not out of order, but not continuous. And so basically, Britton says they were sent to a cruel and sadistic Florida conversion therapist who they saw for 2 or 3 years. Britton's timeline periodically changes depending on the media interview. Britton alleges this practitioner used aversion therapy, which includes torture, what we just said, right? And the paucity of finding active cases that employed such barbaric techniques meant that added due diligence was necessary to ascertain the veracity of Britton's explosive testimony. A journalist was doing his job and wanted to verify these claims, right? Britton had also claimed that the conversion therapy led them to attempt suicide, and they were later thrown out of the house by their parents. This author goes on to say, as an LGBTQ activist fighting against conversion therapy with my organization Truth Wins Out, as well as the author of Anything But Straight, The Ex-Gay Myth, I had hoped to work with Britton to expose the harm of conversion therapy. Their story was compelling and could influence public opinion against ex-gay practices, which has been my life's mission. So basically, Sam Britton, talking on the camera, runs into a guy who makes it his whole life mission to get these kind of conversion camps shut down because it's illegal. It's crazy, right? And so this guy starts asking questions. I excitedly reached out to Britton, and they were oddly inaccessible, communicating indirectly through intermediary LGBTQ activists in the Boston area where they were attending MIT. The reason for Britton's scarcity had to do with two simple questions I had asked them. Who was your conversion therapist, and in which facility did the therapy occur? Should be pretty easy if you got gay tortured,
let's
right,
Sam? Let's expose him. Big yeah. trouble.
Yeah, let's get that guy. The basic inquiry was critically important for two reasons. First, in order to share Britton's story, we had to verify if it was true. Second, Britton's testimony involved a torture center where hideous abuses were presumably still occurring against children, at least as young as 11 years old. If such a place existed, there was a moral imperative to rapidly identify the abusive therapist and contact the authorities to stop the atrocities. Obviously, right?
Of course.
If you're getting gay tortured, you're going to want to gay stop it.
Yeah, you do want to gay stop it.
Right? So this guy goes on. This is kind of the damning sentence in my mind for this author. And this author can't really call Sam a liar.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us. Because they can just heavily imply and infer.